Ask Catherine. I get the question again. What's a bail-in? A bail-in is the opposite of a bailout. There was great concern about the bailouts during the 2008-2009 period, and an effort was made with Dodd-Frank to demand that the regulators come up with resolution processes without the taxpayer and the federal government basically insuring more than the uninsured deposits and putting in the money to make things go. And so at the end of last year, and it was posted on the blog, the central banks, the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve published a paper on how to do bail-ins. And what it means is the uninsured depositors and the creditors are going to pick up the tab. And regulators will have broad authority to come in and engineer those things without having to necessarily go through bankruptcy. So expect bail-ins to come. And I think one of the reasons you want to think very carefully about how you handle that period is I think the banks, one of the reasons the banks and the regulators and the central banks are doing what they're doing, including in the precious metals market, is they're trying to batten down the hatches and get ready for being able to do bail-ins. It's something they have to do. You have to shrink the financial sector. Our financial sector in the developed world is far bigger than we need it to be. So it's simply a matter of time of how you shrink it. And when you shrink it with market forces, you're going to have banks going under, and the regulators have to be in the process to do something. Okay, question from Los Angeles. The Los Angeles real estate market is a seller market right now, sitting in a unique situation where very low inventory is chased by a high number of buyers. We are a buyer's sigh. My question is it better to keep our 40% cash we should put down as a deposit in the bank for a time until a more favorable time to buy or buy a single family home right now? Here's what I'm hoping. You're seeing institutional investors slow down or pull out, interest rates rising a little bit, and we're coming into summer. The San Francisco and Los Angeles real estate market have been hot, hot, hot. Let's see if those factors help to cool it down. So I would be happy to sit with the cash in the bank right now, as long as it's FDIC insured. But you want to watch the market closely to see if those three factors give you a little respite in the rise in prices. If it doesn't, it says that the real estate market could be very strong for some time. You're in a high-cost area. The part of the market that's really pushing up, of course, is the $500,000 plus homes, and they are very much being driven by the strength in the U.S. equity markets. My guess is that that strength in the U.S. equity markets is going to continue. So if the equity markets continue strong this year and we don't see the change in interest rates or the institutional pullout make a big difference, then you may want to seriously consider getting in the market this year. Okay.